Wingfest Manchester. Oh, bloody hell, it's back. So not only have they got the amazing ones in London and Bristol, but they've been waiting to announce that Manchester 2024 is happening. The precise dates are Friday night, belting, Saturday and Sunday on the 20th, 21st and 22nd of September. The best chicken wings in the world, music, booze, loads of fun. Victoria Baths is the location. It's absolutely stunning and you can get your tickets now. I'm going to be there every single day of the week. We're in talks with the Sloppers to try and get them on the DJ decks again. Wonderful. So get your tickets for Wingfest Manchester again Friday, Saturday, Sunday on in September. Go into the link below, click the tickets, get them. See you there.
Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Tuesday to you all. Joe Smith, how are you, sir?
I'm well, how are you?
Yes, great. Great to see you.
It's nice to see you. It's good to be here.
It's great to see Ethan James.
Oh, yes, it's great to see me. It's great to be here. Love it here.
Well, yeah. He always says that with slight sarcasm, doesn't he?
He does. That's his whole shtick.
Yes. Coming up in the show today, we have got the 9 out of 10 Club World Cup. It is Game one, Joe. Round. So feels significant.
Yeah, this is the finals. The round of 32. We're into the tournament proper now. After some big boys fell by the wayside on episode 200, but here we are.
Here we are indeed. So that's coming up. We've got Ethan's film review as well. And we're also going to start off by talking about our weeks. And one of the things that we can mention straight off the bat is that we've all done something together.
Yeah.
A brilliant Thursday. We had a fantastic time.
We did.
Pulling a bus for charity.
Yeah.
Thank you to Tom, who took some of our behind the scenes photos, and a listener called Tyrone, who helped us out. Yeah, how did you find the day?
It was fun. It was good. It was a lot shorter than I'd hoped. We basically pulled it about one bus's length, which I thought it was going to be like a proper like Iron Man challenge. The handbrake was off, for anyone who doesn't... You know.
Of course the handbrake was off.
No, but you think of pulling a bus, but I wonder what we were actually pulling.
In the world's strongest man competitions, the handbrake's off.
No, but...
The lorry.
No, I know, I get that, but I wonder... So obviously you think, oh, you're pulling a bus, and a bus weighs, let's say, 4 tons.
Two elephants. That's what it said on the thing.
Yeah, the bus weighs the same as two elephants. So in your head, you're pulling the weight of two elephants. But in reality, it's on wheels and the handbrake's off. So what are we pulling? Is it the same as like strapping a bit of string round what? A baby elephant? A snooker table? A sleeping Joe McGrath? I wonder what we were actually pulling. Because with the aid of wheels and a chassis, you're just pulling... do you know what I mean? We're not pulling the weight of that bus. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you mean, but... We still pulled a bus.
Yeah, no, we did. Easy. I just wonder how much it weighs. Do you know what I mean, Ethan? Do you wonder what we actually pulled?
No, I don't know what you mean, no.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, well, we got there to the Manchester Central.
Sorry to diss it twice.
Which was a gorgeous venue for it. I thought I loved it in there.
Wonderful place. I've never been in before.
I went there to see a band called Pendulum when I was in year 9.
What a band.
What a band, by
what
the
a beautiful
way.
Band, Pendulum.
Ooh, cracking. So that was the next time I'm in there, I'm pulling a bus.
Oh, yeah.
How long would you say we pulled the bus
for? So you say it's not the first time you've pulled a bus in that venue then?
Double decker last time. How long would you say...
I don't know what that means.
How long would you say we pulled the bus for?
I mean, I know exactly that it was...
Meters wise, sorry.
Oh, okay, distance. I'd probably say... Because the time was the whole point, so we all know that. 30 meters?
Really?
Yeah, ish.
Ethan?
What do you think?
Ooh. 70 yards.
It's gone yards.
That's about 30 metres, isn't it?
No, it's about 60 metres.
Is it?
It wasn't that, because if you think, how many metres per second do you think we're recovering? Not much more than one, was it?
It's not 70 yards. 50 yards? 40 yards? 30 yards?
So, I think...
30.
I think there was a little bit... I mean, the full video's going on Patreon, so make sure you join our Patreon, because you got... One, you get your own vote when it comes to the 9 out of 10 Club World Cup, which is very important.
You matter.
Two, you got all the exclusive content. For example, we put out episode 199.5 the other day.
Mm-hmm.
upwards of half an hour of us talking shy, and the bus pull video is going on our Patreon as well. So make sure you join us there.
The link is in the description to that, by the way, if you want to find it. So click on the link, join the Patreon. There's over 700 people in there, so become part of the club.
You weren't too happy with me.
Well, we all got in. Let's just go through the day, actually, because I was in the zone here. I entered the zone to the point where you had a go at me afterwards.
Yeah, because you just didn't look anyone in the eye.
Yeah, because
sometimes you don't know what Joe you're going to get in these situations. I don't know if you're like this, Ethan. I think I've been with Joe for a lot, the last 5-6 years. And sometimes Joe's just got this fucking weird little zone he goes into where he isn't going to be friendly. He's going to put his hood up and he's going to give no one any eye contact. And he's going to make like jokes about, I don't know, just jokes that spin me out. And it's hard to spin me out. He storms in there and his hood's up. They're all like, yeah, you're looking forward to it. Like, where's the bus? Like, where's the bus? Not even looking at this poor lady who's there trying to help us. Can I do this? Can I crouch down and run with it? And she's like, no, you're going to wear these.
Can I drive the bus? Can I be behind
the bus? You know what I mean
bus?
By that, Ethan? Well, he zones in this weird little area.
Funny you say that. I hope Drew doesn't mind me saying. But before we went down, I said to Drew, So do you know where this place is? And he's like, I've never been before, but I'm like, do you know where it is? He's like, who do you think I am? A map.
So I said, right, I know. Ethan said, and admittedly, I was being a bit of a twat, but Ethan said to me, oh, where is it today? And there'd already been this running theme of you putting all of the info in the group and or saying it to us and Ethan not remembering or knowing any of it.
One thing, for example, is please bring some gym wear, which you'll see Ethan did the whole thing in his jeans.
He did it, the whole thing in his jeans. Also, the time, the day, it wasn't loads of warning, but it was like 10 days in advance, we knew what time, what day it was. Ethan didn't know the day until the day before and didn't know the time until the day. So there was this little running theme of Ethan sort of purposefully or just accidentally being completely none the wiser about any of the day. Yeah. Then he said, where is it? And I said, oh, it's at the Manchester Convention Centre. And then he said, where's that? And I just thought, like, just Google it or something. I don't know. I just said, what am I, a map? I was being a bit harsh.
Did you two really go for a Guinness before?
So on the way there, so Ethan was not really getting it, which is fine. But then on the way there, Ethan very much got it.
Right, okay.
Because you said, didn't you, Ethan, should we go for a pint?
Yeah.
It's a good tactic, though. I wish I'd
little joke, though. It was a jokey offer.
It was, actually. But then I thought, you know what? Let's go for a pint. Because it'll loosen me up. It'll mean that I'm a bit nicer to everyone there. Didn't work. And then, but we nipped into the Wetherspoons and got the coldest Guinness I've ever had.
Yeah,
I got brain freeze twice drinking it.
Because you just necked it.
Yeah, because we knew you were like, where is everyone? You were already there. You were scouting the place out. And then we thought we'd sneak a swift one in.
Yeah.
But that's in the footage, so you can see that on Patreon.
I need that. Yeah. So we get there and we get to watch a couple of other teams do their thing, don't we?
Well, you did. Because we were drinking Guinness, so we didn't see anyone else.
I think what we discovered is the initial oomph getting the actual wheels moving was the hardest bit.
Yeah.
So we knew straight away that's going to be the challenge, didn't we? That's what I reported back anyway.
Yeah, it was good, actually.
So you can see that that's the toughest bit. And then once you've got momentum, like you say, it's kind of all right because you are just pulling the wheels along the ground.
Yeah, and you very much took that idea and literally
ran. I think if you look back, right, first of all, I want to put my point of view across. My positioning was terrible.
Yeah, that's also my point of view.
I don't know, but because it all happened so quick, like, I thought we were going to get, like, a proper safety demonstration and all that.
Yeah.
She just went, right, have you got hold of the ropes? 3, 2, yeah. And then I was like, what?
So we came up with a plan, didn't we? Because you'd said, it was good, actually, because you reported back. You were, like, our man on the front.
Yeah.
And then me and Ethan were the generals, like, sorting out, okay, so we've heard word from the front. That means we need to do this, this, and this plan. So we came up with a plan that the first pull, we were all going to really, really sit back and not just do like a little pull to get the boy going. We were going to lean and then do like an extended, longer pull.
Yes.
Because we thought we need to get a bit of momentum going here. So instead of just going yank, we were going to really go. And then after that, then you start picking your feet up. But the first one, everyone leaned back with the rope for longer, longer, longer.
Yeah,
that was the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
So that worked.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit of a stick, but then it started to go. But as soon as we got momentum, everyone else was leaning back, obviously, to gain that sort of pull. You was completely upright somehow.
I don't know how I did that.
Which offers no pull whatsoever.
I don't know how I did it. But my position was so terrible. But I thought, I can't readjust myself here. Otherwise, I'd just get run over by the bus.
Which would have been fine.
Which would have been all right, I guess. So I, throughout the rest
Ethan, can you imagine that, right? We all pulled it, and then next thing you know, Joe's just getting dragged under the bus, and he gets fucking ran over by the front and back wheels of a single-decker bus. That would have been the funniest thing I'd ever seen, because you'd be fine. I don't think you could crack a bone in your bonnet. I think it would be the best thing I'd ever seen, that you're just going under the bonnet of the bus, and we don't know whether to stop or not, because it is for charity.
You don't know if it's a stop or not. I'll tell you.
You'd be looking at that ventilator woman.
You have to stop. They're not just going to go, oh, it's for charity.
There was a driver in the bus, so he probably would have cranked the brakes. Yeah. But he's done it by accident. He stopped on you. He stopped while the wheel's on your neck.
Yeah, leaning
up. Let it go.
Was there a driver in the bus? I thought it was cardboard.
I was doing the zone.
What do you mean?
My hood up.
There was a driver in the bus.
What was that?
In case anything happened.
I thought he was cardboard.
What do you mean cardboard? Like when you go to a service station and there's a police officer.
Oh, like exactly. Like Home Bargains.
Yeah, Home Bargains, that's it.
Was he real?
Yeah, he was real. Yeah.
Was he?
Steve.
Was it Steve?
Steve the driver, yeah. We crossed the line in a great time. I thought it was a great time.
I thought we did well.
Could have been better.
Obviously, if we'd have only had five members instead of four. So what did you do wrong then? You stood up too quick.
My position was awful.
What should you have done differently?
I should have been leaning really much further back.
Yeah.
My positioning was terrible.
Yeah.
I'm stood upright.
You are. You're basically doing that dance move where someone like throws a lasso and then pulls someone in. Joe's just stood there like that, stood upright, like he's on a dance floor, going, come on team, keep pulling. And the word keep there is doing a lot more heavy lifting than you were, because keep implies you were ever pulling in the first place.
The full video's online, 28 seconds we got, and we came 13th out of 50 teams, which I think is pretty good.
It's not bad, that.
And I truly believe that if we... I've maybe a couple of practice goes. Mm. This time next year, I want top 10.
Yeah, I want... fucking hell, I thought you were going to say we could win it. The thing is, we got 28 seconds. The leader got 23 seconds, or 24 seconds.
24. And they were rugby players.
We only need to find 4 seconds.
They were rugby players.
Yeah. It's not one of those sports that you can really sort of practice. There's not really a grassroots version, is there?
No.
What did we pull
around? There is.
What, trolley full of bricks?
Tug of war.
Yeah, but that's different though, isn't it? Because tug of war, there's constant
tugging
resistance the other way. Whereas the bus, the resistance starts at its peak and then gets less and less as the bus picks up momentum. Yeah. But tug of war, I guess.
Tug of war's not one. We got to thank Tyrone as well, who came out. He was a slopper.
Yeah.
He came in the Slopper Joe's hoodie, which looked great.
Tyrone was great.
I'm glad he had the pale one and not the black one.
Yeah.
Tyrone really gave it a good shove to get going.
Is that what... Well, it was a pull, which is the opposite of a shove.
Oh, shit.
I wonder, is that what you did wrong? Did you push the bus the other way? Did you give it a shove? No wonder it took us 28 seconds. You were actively pushing the other way. Unbelievable.
I enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, you tried your best.
It.
It was good, though. Thanks for signing us up for that. But I need to make it very clear to the sloppers at home and to you and Ethan. The reason that you signed us up for that bus is because... Before this, obviously, you'd signed me up for the charity abseil, where I abseiled like 150 feet.
Chab sale.
Don't call it a chab sale.
The charity abseil. The chab sale.
Chab sale is a horrible word. chab sale. And I said, I'm signing you two up for something of my choosing. Yeah. And immediately you nipped in and went, oh, I've signed us up for this bus pull. That's that sorted then. You don't get to do a bus pull because I did an abseil. I am signing you and Ethan up for something for charity of my choosing.
When's that going to happen? Can it happen soon?
It's going to happen soon. But I will be choosing it and it will be scary.
Just one last push for... We've raised 80 quid for the bus pull. So if you wouldn't mind... throwing us a couple more quid, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, because over 100. To be fair, you didn't set the GoFundMe up until the day of.
Yeah. Sloppy Joe's bus pull.
Reality, let's remember this again. It wasn't for charity. It was so Joe didn't have to do something else for charity, but he still does.
It's my perfect charity event, isn't it? 28 seconds. We pause this podcast to talk about our amazing sponsors, Atrin. Now, Joe, these are a clothing company who want to give us 15% off the Sloppers first orders.
That's fantastic, isn't it? And using the code SLOPPY15, you can get 15% off your first order. The link is in the description. Now, the great thing about Atron is they're not just a normal clothing company. Mm-hmm. First things first, actually, let's talk about the quality of the clothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the thickest tees, hoodies and caps I've ever seen in my life.
This is going to keep me warm. Although we're in the summertime, this is going to be so comfy and cozy at night. And then in the winter, it's going to be amazing.
It's your daily rider in the winter, isn't it?
Daily.
Maybe even pop a little bigger jacket over the top of that.
Yeah.
You're sorted. And the other thing as well I like about Atron is their unique sizing system.
How do you mean?
Well, because we're sick of this. I mean, I take the mic out of
you
sometimes.
Here we go, triple XL, you're going to call me.
But with Atron, it's different. So instead of it being small, medium, large, for instance, I've got the top here, champ.
Champ small, brilliant.
Yeah. Ethan, we're not calling you like, you know, small, little tyke. And Joe, it's not triple XL, big boomer, or whatever it's called.
Big boomer, well, take that back.
That's what I'm saying. So it's champ instead. And there you go, Atron t-shirt right there.
Ethan, you
honestly, the quality
lovely,
is fantastic.
A lovely cap on as well.
Oh, yes. I love black and white. These Geordie boys are class.
It's technically not a Geordie brand. However, Ethan's cap is black and white and he loves it. But it isn't a Geordie brand. It's for everyone. And use the code SLOPPY15. You get 15% off your first order. Like I said, the link is in the description. Go and check them out. They're a new brand, a combination of Matt and Lauren.
Yes. Matt and Lauren. So it's the end of Matt and it's the end of Lauren. So it's at Trent.
Yeah.
And then this amazing packaging comes as well, filled with all your goodies. Another hat there for us as well. It looks amazing.
It's great.
So go and get it. Atron, thank you very much for being a wonderful sponsor of the Sloppy Joes. I've had a huge career invite this week.
You have?
Yeah, huge.
What?
I couldn't quite believe my eyes. When a local fried chicken restaurant wants me to create them a burger.
You're joking.
No, Yard and Coop in
no
Norval
way.
Quarter. I've invited 5 people like myself, foodies. Wow. Don't even like call myself that, but people who just enjoy food. Fat bastards. What are you going to say?
I didn't say that.
To create their own chicken burger.
This is amazing. And, well, we need to workshop this and come up with it as Sloppers, surely.
I've got it.
No, you haven't. You've not brought it to the table.
It took me a minute to come up with it, and I think it's probably the best chicken burger that's going to be ever made, ever.
Okay, well, Ethan, while he's telling us here.
No, I want you to come up with
ours.
Right. No, I want to reveal mine later.
Okay, so chicken burger.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah.
So presumably they've already got some of the standard classics, have they?
Yeah, standard classics. But he said you can do whatever you want.
Okay. So in terms of bun, do we just get the sort of your regular sesame seed bun?
I've not asked for it. Okay. I'm just...
So it's just like basically what we're putting in the mayo, in it, is the question here.
No, you want to see, you want to know what I've done, my friend.
So mine, I really love a sloppy end of the night chicken burger. But presumably they've got one that's already just like... Mayo.
No.
Well, that would be fried chicken breast or leg, whatever, thigh. Mayo, lettuce, American cheese.
Fried chicken leg?
Thigh.
Oh, I thought you said a leg then.
But the thigh is the leg.
No, you're like a drumstick in your butt.
Oh, yeah, no, not that. You don't want that. Yeah, the thigh. Mayo, very, very, very finely sliced lettuce. Pickles, American cheese.
Very nice.
Just a classic.
Yeah.
But that feels a bit boring, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Because they probably already have that on the menu.
By the way, by the time you've just said that, I already knew what I wanted to do.
Really? Okay, go on then, Ethan. What's yours?
I'm going to go spicy.
Oh, no, could you put jalapenos on that as well?
Jalapenos.
Thank you.
I'm going to go spicy chicken burger.
Yeah.
With, right, that was such a stupid way of phrasing it. Spicy chicken in there. I'm going to have...
What's spicy chicken in there?
Just like, you know, like the chicken itself is spicy.
But you're making it, so...
Oh, yes.
As in, like, you like marinating it into, like, hot sauce or something?
Aye.
Okay.
I'll put some Frank's Red Hot Sauce in there.
Hey, there we go. Perfect. Love that. I'm well on board with this.
And I'm going to have some jalapenos.
Yeah.
Some crispy onion.
Ooh, the crispy onions.
That's nice.
They're nice. Is that it?
And some gherkins.
Yeah.
And some cheese.
Quite dry. Any sauce?
More hot sauce.
Fucking hell, this is going to kick your head in after a night out of that. It sounds nice, actually.
It sounds so nice.
Yeah,
I need one more ingredient to make my dish, I believe, perfect.
Okay, so can we workshop that final ingredient?
Yeah.
Okay, talk
welcome,
us through
ladies and gentlemen. to the chicken burger that's going to win the Chinese takeaway chicken burger. Ooh. The bun is hit with some curried mayo. Then a layer of crispy seaweed. On top of it goes a chicken fillet with some salt and pepper, onions and peppers. Oh, and finally, some shredded duck in hoisin sauce.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is unbelievable. So instead of getting rid of the crispy onions, you replace it with the seaweed.
Okay.
Instead of your sort of veg, you replace it with salt and pepper. Nice peppers and onions in there as
That little blend. The chilies, the peppers, the onions.
Shredded duck with hoisin sauce.
Incredible. It's an incredible burger.
It's going to be a lot. It needs something sweet to it.
It's $26.99 because your duck is...
He was spooked by the duck. But
what I will say, though, is do only one of you five creators, foodie...
All of us are on the menu, and then people vote for the favourite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I think we need to think a bit more tactically here, because for them to make your burger, presumably they're not currently doing any, like, seaweed dishes.
No.
So the seaweed has to come in and be cooked just for your dish.
Yeah.
The duck has to come in and be cooked just for your dish.
Oh, yeah.
But them as a restaurant aren't going to want yours to win. They would want something more like Ethan's.
I'd rather go down by having the best rather than win.
Do you think?
I think.
Because I think we can game the system a little bit. We need to reuse ingredients they'll already have in the restaurant and maybe only add one extra thing. Because where's the seaweed section of their restaurant?
He said go above and beyond.
Did he?
Yeah.
But you know what's going to win? It's going to be Gary who's just got, there's blue cheese on it.
No, mate. Isn't it? Mine sounds good though, doesn't it?
It sounds amazing.
And if everyone watching goes on us and says it's the best, then I'll win.
I'd love that too.
There's other ideas, including like an old school sort of back to school kind of one where you get like crispy smiley faces and some hula hoops, you know, the spaghetti hula hoops kind of vibe.
That's absolutely horrible.
That's shit. That's
horrendous.
They want that away because it would be cheap as anything. To put that together.
Didn't make the cut. The Chinese takeaway did. Then good. I did think about the Indian takeaway, but I was like,
that would have been good. Oh, imagine crushed poppadoms on top.
Yeah, but I don't know how much it'd stick. I'd rather crush seaweed. Yeah. Or just seaweed, actually.
Yeah.
Don't crush the
that
seaweed.
That burger sounds fantastic. Can we... Yeah.
It's going to come on the 9th of September.
We're obviously getting one in for the 9 out of 10 club.
100%.
And then we can rank Joe's... My only genuine worry in terms of flavour is how does curry mayo and hoisin sauce go together?
One of the two might have to go. Could you do a taste test?
Could you do a... maybe try it with a hoisin mayo.
Yeah.
Because that sounds unreal.
The hoisin sauce on there.
Yeah, it sounds like a beautiful burger. I have to give it to you.
I think the duck might be sacrificed and just put the hoisin sauce on there.
To give the sort of feeling of duck.
Yeah, the feeling of duck. But as you say, the price might be astronomical.
It sounds like an incredible burger, though. That's great. What a feeling that was when you read that email.
Unbelievable. Big day. I'll let you know when you can try it as well.
This podcast is brought to you by our friends, Manscaped. Now, Ethan, what do you know about Manscaped?
Oh... I know that they're the best, Joe. Look at this.
Right, it's not just about what it looks like, but Manscaped are literally the global leaders in below-the-belt grooming, and they have brought out the ultimate package for your package. The Performance Package 5.0, Ethan.
Oh, yes. And how big's your package,
Joe? No, it's not about the size of the package. It's what's in the package that counts. And what's in it is, of course, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. You can see I've got the standard blade. Ethan, check yours out. What you got there, the little foil blade that gets closer than ever. They're interchangeable. Ooh. Quite simply, it's not turned on. Quite simply, snap it off and put on your blade of choice to get closer or slightly longer than you could possibly imagine. Also in there, of course, is the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer and the liquid formulations, the Crop Soother. You've got the Crop Preserver, and it all comes in the beautifully manicured, lovely finish on it as well.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh, it just looks nice, Joe, the way you're stroking that.
It all comes in, of course, the Shed travel bag. And not just that, Ethan, but you get a very, very special prize as well.
What's
that?
You
also get the Manscaped Boxer Briefs, which are fantastic. Fantastic at wicking away any excess moisture. And using our code, Ethan, if you had to come up with a code, we're called the Sloppy Joes. What would the code be to get 20% off and free shipping?
I'd say Joe's Sloppy.
No, obviously not. It's code Sloppy Joe's. Oh. Makes sense, doesn't it? Code Sloppy Joe's for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. The link is in the description. The code is also in the description. So just click it and copy and paste and you will be more than sorted at manscaped.com. Use the code Sloppy Joe's to get 20% off and free shipping. Ethan, you love it, don't you?
I love it, Joe. I love it. Look at it.
Look at it. Just look at it. Check them out.
How's your life been? How's the dog?
Good. She loves eating cat shit.
Oh, have you got a cat?
No, but there's lots of neighbourhood cats. Because we live terraced house and it's two rows of terraces back to back. So there's garden, walkway, garden.
Garden.
And wow. It's just cat heaven, that whole area. There's loads of cats back there. Sometimes we've had it at points where there's been two cats in our kitchen that have come in through the kitchen window.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, they'll sometimes come in and eat the leftover dinner out of the pan. One of them ate a full curry once.
Yeah.
That's not good for a cat, though, is it?
Yeah.
I came back in and it was all gone. And Dusty's sort of taken... There's one little bit where they all go, and I don't even know they went here, because it's like in the corner of the garden behind some plant pots. And now, every time we let Dusty out for a wee, or not every time, quite regularly, me and Lizzie will let Dusty out for a wee, and she'll run straight behind the big eucalyptus pot. And then sometimes she'll come out and...
Oh, God. And how is she at walking now? Is she all right?
She's such a sticky thing, cat shit.
Oh, I
never knew. I've never handled it. Awful.
Do you have to get it out of her mouth?
No, because... So what I did is I gave her some celery to clean it off.
What?
Because I wanted... Because I didn't want her mouth to be full of shit.
Blue cheese dip as well.
No, I didn't get rid of that. Although that'd be nice. Celery, blue cheese dip, buffalo sauce on the chicken burger. So it's like the experience of buying wings.
And cat shit.
No, not cat shit.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Cat Sue. So I thought, clean her teeth off. I'll give her a stick of celery to like wash it down because it's texture, it's crunchy, she can eat that. And she just chewed it two or three times and left it on the carpet. So there was like a stick of celery covered in cat shit on the carpet.
Oh, God.
And I had to clean that up as well, so... made it worse.
Have you made any other dog friends out and about in the walks?
She struggles up with dog friends. The one who she got on best with actually was Buck.
Yeah.
Because they sort of ignored each other a bit, didn't they?
Mm.
She gets really excited by other dogs. And she can be a bit like jumpy, uppy, yappy.
Oh, it's all right.
But it's better than her hating them. But she's sometimes... yeah, she's getting there. Skye, who's Lizzie's mum and dad's dog.
Yeah.
Those two have got a strange relationship.
Did they not get the yeah, what's Skye like?
Skye's amazing with other dogs, but she's so friendly... that she doesn't read the signals from Dusty at all. So she'll go... her big thing is smelling Dusty's... there's about a sort of 1-inch collection of hairs that comes off Dusty's vagina.
Okay.
That gets sort of soaked in piss. And Skye loves sniffing that.
Oh, God.
So Dusty comes in and Skye immediately puts her nose under Dusty's belly, and then because she gets so excited, she lifts it up and just completely flips her over like something from Robot Wars.
Oh,
so Dusty's
mad.
So Dusty's just getting fucking flipped over.
That's crazy.
Dusty's just on her side rolling like this all the time when Skye's there, and Skye ain't reading the signals, man. So Dusty's hiding behind your legs so she don't get flipped over like Wheelie Big Cheese has just come after her.
Fucking mad.
It's unbelievable. But yeah, she's doing really well. She's learning your basic commands. You saw her when we did 200. You fed her a part of a balloon and I got really annoyed, but sorry for getting annoyed.
That's alright.
She ate a balloon though, and it was a bit annoying.
It was. No, she didn't eat it. She was chewing on it.
Ethan thought she ate it.
Yeah, because I kept saying to Ethan, no. Like, I don't know who's the lad in there who was there yesterday. I wish Ethan would just listen to us, because about 20 times we told Ethan that that balloon had already been popped and therefore it's gone. But she must have ate the balloon.
She
must, and he kept saying, no, Ethan, no. The balloon. She's eating the balloon.
But what about all the air inside?
And then the guy was like, no, I watched her as soon as she picked up the balloon, it's popped already. So, but she's ate the balloon.
Oh.
And then, but he didn't listen. Ethan, have we got time for a quick film review?
All right, yeah, go on then.
Brilliant, play the jingle.
Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter.
You won't believe it, it's time for my film review.
I haven't seen any films at all.
That's like, we've not done Film Review Club in 3 weeks.
Pick an old one that you've seen and review it, and we'll have to, or you can describe it and we'll guess what it is.
Give me a topic to focus my brain.
Action films, stuff where people are shooting guns.
I once saw...
Don't say it. Describe the film and we'll guess what it is.
Man goes to bar... bit of a shagger, loves the planes.
Is that it?
Loves the planes.
Loves planes.
Con Air.
Has a mission that it all builds up to, and it only lasts 5 minutes at the end, and it's rubbish.
How many stars?
2.
Well, sorry, how many flaming hot Ethans flying through the sky?
Oh, in that case, 1.5.
And what country is it in?
Shagger. Oh, yeah, yeah.
America.
Marrakesh.
Marrakesh. I've never seen anyone in Marrakesh. No. So he's not Bond.
No.
It's not Die Hard.
So is it Top Gun?
Yeah, Maverick. And do you know what? I must say.
Also, I think that mission's quite good at the end.
That's crap.
Isn't it one of the most like universally loved sequels of all time?
Yeah, I think
well?
It really did amazing at the box office and was loved by all.
No, all idiots. It was crap. I liked. Did you see Tom Cruise losing his mind on Twitter this week?
No, I didn't. What? This is good. This is a proper film this thing. I like this film.
It was leaked on Twitter. So apparently one of his productions in 2020 that was filmed during COVID, he lost his mind with people not social distancing on the set. So he's shouting and barking at them for like a solid 3 minutes, telling them that they'll get sacked if he sees them doing it again.
That sounds... I mean,
sort of reasonable, I guess.
Oh, it was because they were the only production who were given like rights to keep going, really? And it would have cost thousands of people's jobs at the time.
So were you on his side then?
Yeah, I think he was spot on.
Oh, you've told off some members of staff, Ethan. You're in charge here.
Yeah, let's say it's height of COVID. It's June 2020.
Yeah.
And we're meant to be filming, and every time you say action behind the scenes, me and Joe are sort of hugging and nuzzling our faces in each other's necks and breathing on each other.
Do you know like how on the warehouses of these sets that they've got like pickers and lorries and stuff?
Yeah.
Like pickers where you pick people up.
Oh, pickers.
They're not designed to pick people up, are they?
What? No, what I mean
I
is...
I think he's giving away what he might be.
Yeah, he's going to... wonder what he's going to do with them.
Do you know those pickers that are designed to pick up one of the two Joes if they're nuzzling in each other's necks?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I do that.
What I was going to say is... Do you know the things that pick up boxes and they're good, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Could pick people up then.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So you could put it under...
A forklift?
Yeah. You could put it... Yes. You could put it under the arms of both participants.
Yeah, still together.
And one's on one fork picker. Forklifter.
Fork.
Lifter.
Lift.
And the other one's... The other one's on the other... And they come together, and then you push them against each other, and you say, if you like being close, how do you like this? And you shove them. You shove them really close. I saw on Twitter this week...
Right, so this isn't Ethan's
Twitter review. This is Ethan's
Twitter
review.
Ethan's been on social media.
This is Ethan's Twitter review. Let's change the title.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens was there's this page where it just shows... Terrible deaths.
Oh, I hate these things. Were they called like morbid videos or like all that sort of shit? I just think, how is that allowed? Anyway, go on.
So many people were getting electrocuted and falling from high places. A man fell into a pot of oil. That was awful.
What kind of oil? Like boiling oil?
Like cooking oil.
A pot?
Is it hot? Is it boiling hot?
Some Asian country, there's like outside street food. Big pot and this drunk guy's wandered around for us in the pot and they all tried to pull him out but it's too hot. Oh, that was horrible. I don't recommend that. 0 hot Ethans.
Oh, I mean, just hot someone else's. Obviously it's terrible, but Joe, when you heard that that's a possible way to go, what, your eyes lit up.
Oh,
In a drum of 100 gallons of oil. Imagine that deep fried to death, the Joe McGraw story. Can you imagine? What a way to go.
I can't really imagine. I wonder if I'm... Am I going to be battered?
Yeah, we'll put you in a lovely dredge before you go. if you look a bit peaky...
If I'm marinated, I'm all right.
We'll put you in a nice marinade, obviously a bit of... what's it called? That sour milk stuff that people use.
Oh, buttermilk.
A bit of buttermilk. Then we'll put you in a nice sort of corn flour mix of spices in a dredge, and then you can get you really drunk, and then you can stumble into a big hot...
You'd be properly battered if you filled up with booze, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, beer batter as well.
Beer batter.
One of the best ones.
Well, that's a great way to go out.
And then we can put you on a burger bun with some katsu mayo, some duck, some... seaweed and a bit of hoisin sauce, and you'll probably win the competition. No one will know it was you. What a way to go. Bloody hell. I'm getting hungry though, I'll tell you that much.
Should we eat some food then?
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely, 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 definitely.
Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
Right then, the time is here. The moment you've all been waiting for. The 9 out of 10 Club World Cup. The first round. It's the round of 32 where we go through all of the best entrants to the 9 out of 10 Club. The best foods that mankind has to offer. And we rank them down in a knockout format to reveal the greatest food on earth. The first ever food to be crowned 10 out of 10, Joe.
Yay.
It begins today.
I think I've done the maths, right?
Do your opening ceremony song.
Da, 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 9 out of 10. I've done the maths, and if we just do one a week and we do it all the way through,
yes,
this World Cup will be done in 8 months' time.
Perfect. That's how World Cup should be.
This is how it is. We're taking our time here.
We could potentially rattle through some of the group stages. We can maybe rethink the format. But
if
for now,
if there's some really like small snacky ones,
we'd do two or three in a day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Perfect. But today is the first entrance, and also you have to know that every single week we will be getting your thoughts on Instagram and on our Patreon. Yeah. So if you're a Patreon, your vote counts. If you're on Instagram and you just follow us over there, your vote counts as well. The way this works is me, Joe, Ethan, Patreon and Instagram all have a vote each.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's first to three,
yeah,
wins. Okay,
brilliant.
That's it. All votes count equal. We all get a vote. Today's matchup.
It's unbelievable.
To start us off, this is an unbelievable clash. It is, on the blue side, the McDonald's triple cheeseburger.
Fucking
and
up.
Over on your side, Joe,
I have got the Greg's steak bake.
What a fantastic lineup we have today. There's a triple cheeseburger. I mean, it looks horrendous.
That looks bad. This one actually looks really good and
looks
golden.
Incredible. It's incredible.
It looks beautiful.
So what we've done is we're going to all have a bit. We've got Dom here.
Dom here. Hi, Dom.
He's an adjudicator from the official 9 out of 10 Club.
Yeah,
World
I'm an
Club.
Impartial view. I'm just here to keep everything above board.
Yes.
No well, cheating.
Every World Cup normally has like a mascot.
Well, Dom's the mascot.
Dom's
yeah,
the mascot.
I can wear a costume if you like, a little ball and chain in my mouth.
Now, Dom,
is that to represent all foods?
Exactly.
Yeah, chained to their country of origin.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything in particular you think you prefer? I know
unfortunately, because obviously you work for the Confederation.
There's very, very many variables in these two items of food. I find the steak bake. Is it cold?
Okay. No, it's actually all right. It's lukewarm.
Oh, kid, okay. Pretty good. I'm a bit biased in this because I'm a big fan of the burger.
Yeah.
Because of its cheap price point.
Oh. Yeah. Which I think the triple cheeseburger, I've got to say, has had such a rise in price since we first did it back in 2022.
Well, surely it's still $1.99, isn't it?
No, it's something like £2.79 now.
Can we get what a cross section on this piece?
Ethan, do you want to come grab this, mate?
So right, yeah, let's try both items together. Right, we've devoured them. I guess slightly different to Joe's usual demolished. And we are here with our votes. We've all written our answers on a whiteboard. Joe's got one. Ethan's got one as
yeah.
well.
Wow.
But before we announce our vote, I'm genuinely a bit nervous. And I don't know why, because I've never really cared. But now I actually
this
care.
This is important.
Before that, I will reveal the two public votes.
Oh,
okay?
Wow. The people already voted.
People have already voted. Explain that before. I don't know what you're doing. First up is the Instagram vote.
Can I read these things out? Actually, no. I'll mess up the Instagram. I can't be trusted with these things.
With 59% of the public vote, so a relatively strong showing here.
Just made it, yeah.
The winner on Instagram is the triple cheeseburger.
Wow.
That's huge.
That Ooh. Is big.
That's
big,
huge.
Big, big.
Over to the Patreon.
Oh.
Where this time the winner received 63% of the votes, an even more emphatic vote. And the winner on Patreon was the triple cheeseburger.
No, it's meaning. Oh.
Meaning that in the studio, all three of us must vote for steak bake for steak bake to take it. If anyone votes triple cheese, then it's triple cheese that's through.
What have you got?
I've gone for the steak bake.
Oh, okay.
I think the steak, on its day, the steak bake was better. The triple cheeseburger, I think it was slightly overwhelmingly tasting of that American cheese. My favourite bit of it was the pickle. It's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
But I think the steak bake had more variety, and it was a very good steak bake.
variety
of textures, flavors. Steak, bacon, the triple cheeseburger, all just tasted of cheese.
Yeah, it's a column of meat, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what is it? Is it a column of meat or a column of cheese?
A column of bread,
a column of pickles, of onions. Is it a column of tomato sauce?
Tomatoes.
It's a column of the next round.
You're joking. You're joking.
Cheese.
Why is there a penis on yours?
Sorry, Domino's has done that. The triple cheese.
Unbelievable. Ethan, what's your most? The triple cheese is through.
It's through.
No! It's a 4-1.
4-1.
4-1 to the triple cheese.
No one saw that coming.
Instant reaction, Dom. What would you have done?
What do you mean? What would I have done? I would have gone for, even though the steak bake was delicious, I've had many fair memories of that triple cheeseburger crying on the way home from the casino. It's always comforted me. Always, without fail.
So you'd go for that?
I would go for the triple cheeseburger.
Triple cheese, round of applause. Wow. The next round!
I can't believe that. I actually can't believe that. Triple cheese, emphatic win.
It's quite extraordinary that we already have our... Is it the quarterfinals next round?
No, the quarterfinals are the round after next.
The round of 16, the next round. Yeah. So it's made its way to the round of 16.
Unbelievable.
Brilliant. Right, next week, more 9 out of 10 clubs.
Well, shall I reveal
World
next
Cup.
Week's
yes.
head-to-head and we can...
I believe we could do maybe two next week from my memory of the the rounds.
Yeah, we can. So next week, it is the Greggs sausage roll versus the ham and cheese croissant.
Yeah, brilliant.
From where?
And
yeah, what?
It was Gales originally, but I think wherever you can get one. Gales is obviously a nationwide chain.
I think we should still get Gales because
that Gales.
Fucker okay. was unbelievable. Have you ever had it?
No.
Oh my.
And
God.
For dessert next week, the other one that we'll be going through is the Krispy Kreme glazed original donut versus the Terry's chocolate orange. So it's a
When did the Krispy Kreme glaze get in
it
there?
It shocked everyone. It shocked the world at the time.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
3, 2, 1.
The top three.
This week's top three, Joe, is top three things that make you feel relaxed.
Yes,
lovely. Is it ocean sounds? Is it whale noises? Is it a Hoover like Wayne Rooney likes? He can't sleep unless there's a Hoover noise playing in the background.
Okay.
Dom, you go first.
Blowing your load.
No, right.
Number three. Number two, getting paralytically drunk.
No,
this is your idea.
No
number really. One, listening to rain outside in the woods under a tarpaulin.
Yeah. Hang on a sec, though. The most relaxed I've ever seen you is when you had your little morphine button.
Let me rearrange number one. The number one way to relax is after an organ transplantation and you have a drip in your arm of fentanyl.
Fentanyl, that was it.
Wow.
So fentanyl is my number one.
Honestly, Joe, he bloody loved that fentanyl.
Really, what was it like?
It's really good fentanyl. No wonder people are doing it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Fentanyl. No wonder people are doing it. What a tagline. Joe?
I'm going to go with walking the dog. In number three, I love it.
What, especially, the yo-yo trick?
No, the yo-yo trick. Sometimes you... No, I'm pulling that back. Sometimes you say...
So funny.
You say a completely different thing. Oh, what, the yo-yo trick? Yeah, Joe, the yo-yo trick.
That's so funny.
Number two, cooking a spag bol.
Oh, fuck off. Why is that more relaxing than cooking a chili?
Because I like spag bol more.
Okay.
When you sweat down the onions and the garlic, you see the fruits of your labour. Maybe you've got a nice album on in the background. Yeah. Or I've started to listen to Lord of the Rings audiobook. It's tough.
What do you mean
it's so long?
So in this top three most relaxing things, number two is you cooking a spag bol, listening to an audiobook you don't like.
No, I just don't like how long it is.
Well, pick a different one then. You get to choose.
I did the twits. Number one is, it was one of yours, but you
fentanyl.
Moved off. No, it's not fentanyl. It is the sound of rain. Oh, yeah. I love it, especially when I know tents aren't great, but if you're comfy in a good tent and it's gently, just gently,
oh, no.
on the top of your tent,
it's wonderful.
Blow my load.
It is wonderful. Ethan, top three most relaxing things.
My top three most relaxing things are, in at number three, sitting on the train.
Oh, that's a good one.
I enjoy a sit on the train.
That's really good because you know you're not. No one can expect you to do anything.
Yeah.
Because the internet's patchy. No one's going to talk to you. That's a really nice one. That.
Love it.
That's exactly it. Just you're in the nether zone and no one can interfere.
Yeah.
In at number two is the shower.
I didn't think about the shower.
You didn't.
I get some good thinking done in the shower.
Yeah.
I could go in. Do you, have you heard this by the way? That if you go to sleep with a problem, you ask your brain it, and then you go to sleep, it'll figure it out by the morning.
Seriously?
No, you, no, Joe,
he's onto something.
Sometimes I'm like, how am I going to... So sometimes if I've really got a problem, like, how am I going to do this and this, and I'll fall asleep, I'll wake up, I'll have the answer. Because whilst I'm dreaming, my subconscious going, big decision to be made here, boys.
As a musician, if you practice all day and thinking you're getting absolutely nowhere, you practice for hours and hours and hours, you go, I'm not getting anywhere with this. Sleep, next day, it'll be there.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know why I talked about that, but right, shower. That. Brilliant.
And in at number one.
The poorly chair.
Oh, no, well.
It's relaxing for those final few seconds.
Watching Mortimer and Whitehouse go fishing.
Oh, fuck me. I'm sure that's been number one for him in two different categories
now. What was his favourite food, weirdly?
Favourite food, favourite TV show, and favourite ways to relax.
Yeah. Number one, the lion bar you get out of a vending machine after a big day swimming.
Number one?
Number one, you go straight to number one.
Number three, the lion bar you get out of a vending machine after a big day of swimming.
Yeah, I know what
you
mean.
Do you know when you're a kid and you've been swimming and splashing and just wasting so much energy you didn't even know you were wasting? You get out your towel off
and all of a sudden
you get all heavy and tired and you go to the vending machine and you get a little lion bar and you maybe get a bag of crisps, a little Dorito, and you sit and eat them in that white little table, your hair's still wet, and it's the most relaxing, beautiful feeling ever.
My fat friend used to drink vinegar out of those sachets.
Yeah.
What?
Give me some of that.
Your fat friend?
Yeah, he used to drink vinegar out of the sachets.
Jesus.
So good.
Number two. The feeling of waking up and going, shit, I'm late for school, work, and realising it's a Saturday.
Very good.
That's nice.
Just let me sink back in for a couple of hours.
Yeah, the feeling
that
as well.
Unreal.
Where you wake up and you look at your clock and you've still got 2 hours.
The feeling when you wake up and you realise that you've been unemployed since last October and you're like,
Next one.
And number one.
Blowing your load?
No. The feeling, I mean, it's not necessarily relaxing, it's sort of uplifting, but come on, this is great. When the band you've paid to see comes out on stage and everyone's just going mental.
When a band first comes
on
stage.
There's a moment of silence, of like inner peace for me when that happens. And then an explosion.
Yeah, but
I can clock that piece.
To relax is certainly going.
All right then.
Aren't you supposed to be like
having shit
going into relaxation?
Okay,
state
then.
Of relaxation.
Number one, having a shit when you're at work.
Okay.
A job you don't like.
Number one, having a shit. Brilliant.
No.
Especially if you've got an hour to kill.
An hour?
I could probably sit in the toilet for an hour.
No, but you get that
shit for an hour.
But then when you stand up, you've got those two red circles on your thighs. You know where your elbows have been? That's always how I know.
Well, I'm not leaning forward. Are you
leaning forward? I'm sat like that on my phone.
You're bracing yourself.
I'm sat like that.
You're not a toboggan sled.
Can I ask you something? Have you ever picked up the phone whilst on the toilet?
All the time, yeah.
What do you mean, picking up the phone for the
toilet? As in someone calls you?
No.
Have you not?
I do
all the time, yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, and when I flush, I put it on mute.
Do you?
Yeah, people don't call me.
I caught you a couple of times. You said you got overwhelmed by the phone call.
Oh, sorry. I thought you misdialed me. I don't know.
He picked up and said, "What's going on here?" and then hung up.
He did.
Yeah.
You hell of that. No one ever calls me. He called you. What's going on here? Hang up. Like some man in the 1870s, and the phone's just been invented.
Ethan, would you ever pick up the phone on the loo?
No, I don't. I send a clear message to say I'm unavailable.
Joe sends a message, but it's anything but clear.
Yeah, it's
opaque.
So unclear.
It is smudged, opaque, and messy. Unbelievable.
Oh, anyway, thank you very much, guys, for watching the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll
be
back on Friday.
Bye. Wave, Ethan.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for joining again, and we'll see you soon. Ta-ra.